这一句话我们真的不知道他在讲什么的。
Perhaps just this in isolation, we're unable to tell exactly what Gabriel is referring to.
我们不能够用我们想象的、我们以为的，然后呢，把我们的那以为的那个意思把它放进去，然后来解释这一句话。你这样子做呢，你发现到说，一定误会这个经文。
And again, we have to remove our preconceived notion of biases when we read this. Otherwise, you misunderstand what's to come.
你只能够说，大概我这边知道。至高上帝就是父上帝。
And I think here it says, "Most High" means is God the Father.
那么最后他怎么样是他的儿子
？But at the end, how is he the son exactly?
什么意思
？What does it mean?
恐怕我要看完整个路加福音之后才知道，哦，原来如此。这本来就是应该这样子。圣经已经被误会很久的时间了。
And the Bible actually has been misunderstood for a long period of time.
被教会误会。
Misunderstood by the church.
被信徒误会。
Misunderstood by the believers.
因为我们读的时候，我们看到那个词，我们用我们的想法去了解它。
Because we always read, and take into context our biases when we read some of this.
所以今天很多人，尤其是他这些误会，他不要信耶稣。
And because of this misunderstanding, a lot of people actually are not unbelievers today.
这个是最可惜的。
And this is perhaps something that's.
所以我们教会一定要重新再让人明白。
That the church therefore is to take the effort to allow people to understand this better.
那么我们就是重新每一次呢，再读上帝自己说的。
And then we have to reread what God has said and try to understand this better.
然后在耶稣受洗的时候
，and after when Jesus was being baptized，
当他起来
，when he rose，
圣灵降临在他身上
，the Holy Spirit descended on him。
然后天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子。
”and there's a voice coming from the heavens saying， "This is my beloved son."
那我今天没有时间每一件详细的去告诉大家什么意思。
We don't have enough time this morning to actually deal with this in detail.
就让大家有一个很初步的印象。
But just want to leave you with a more of a preliminary impression.
这样的一个情形叫做，耶稣是神的儿子。
And this is what actually is, we can look at this as Jesus being the Son of God.
就是按照他经文所讲的，这样子，就这样子，这个来了解。
And this is just as described in the Bible, nothing more and nothing less.
他受施洗约翰的洗。
He was baptized by John the Baptist.
他领受圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他是有声音，那个天上的父亲说：“他是我的爱子。”
There's a voice from the heaven saying, "This is my beloved son."
他就是这样一个。
And this is it.
啊。然后你看到这一段经文很特别。
And this, you can see that this part of the text is actually very unique.
你翻开你的圣经，耶稣受洗之后，刚才那个声音，然后路加呢，就给我们看到他的整个家谱。
So after this event of Jesus being baptized, Luke shared with us Jesus' family tree.
他就一直追溯耶稣之前是他是谁的谁生的啊。
And then he basically traced Jesus' ancestry all the way back.
一到最后停在呢亚当。
And it suddenly stopped with Adam.
然后这里说亚当是上帝的儿子。
And it says here that Adam is the son of God.
这个有一个很简单的意思，就告诉我们说，耶稣跟亚当一样是上帝的儿子。
I think the simple thing being here that both Jesus and Adam are the sons of God.
耶稣跟亚当同样是神的儿子。
Both Jesus and Adam are similarly sons of God.
这里就比较多一点，比较清楚一点。
A bit more content here.
那每次在路加福音，你们看到旁边的人都不认识耶稣是谁。每次最认识耶稣、最正确的把耶稣身份讲出来的是鬼。
And you can see that people around Jesus actually tend not to know his identity, but only those the devil and the evil spirits actually know him a lot better.
那么这个是。 撒旦试探耶稣的时候说的。
And this is what the devil said to Jesus during his temptation of Jesus.
你是上帝的儿子的话，你把石头变面包。
If you are the son of God, turn this stone into bread.
他三次。
And there were three times.
但是耶稣都不听他的话。
And certainly Jesus refused to acknowledge.
是啊，我是神的儿子，我不听你的话，我只听父亲的话。
Yes, I'm indeed the son of God, but I will not yield to you, but I only listen to God.
这个试探就是要告诉我们这个。
And this temptation is trying to tell us this.
不是说耶稣很会用圣经。
It's not about Jesus being very knowledgeable about the Bible.
而是耶稣很清楚他的身份，然后他坚持他的身份。
But Jesus is actually very well aware of his identity, and he basically focuses on this identity.
作为子呢，就是听父。
That being the son, you have to be obedient to the father.
当年那个不听。
And the first one did not.
记得当年那个啊，记得吗？那个不听。那么，这个是赶鬼的时候啊。
And this is when Jesus chased away the evil spirits.
那么你看到说，这个鬼清楚的，但是耶稣不让他们呢，不让鬼去告诉人，或者是鬼替他宣传。他说：“你安静。”你跟我安静，然后你走开。
And it's clear here that the spirits were aware of his identity, but he refused to let them publicize about this.
这里你看到作为一个子，他跟撒旦他保持一个怎么样的一种的界限。
And you can see that being the son of God, there's this line of delineation that he keeps from the Satan.
是的，我是需要人，我希望更多人认识。但是我不需要，我一点帮助都不需要你。
That indeed I do need people to know me, but I do not need your help in so doing.
那这里面有很多的那个意义的。
And certainly there are a lot of meanings underlying this as well.
那这一次呢，是耶稣带着这个几个门徒，然后上山去。
And this incident happened when Jesus took a few of his disciples up the mountain.
然后他们看到这个异象。
And that's when the transfiguration happened.
看到摩西，看到以利亚，看到耶稣。
And they saw Moses, Elijah, as well as Jesus.
但是天上那个爸爸呢，用云遮住其中两个，然后说：“这是我的爱子。”什么意思呢？你们要听他。
But God actually sent the clouds and obscured Moses and Elijah and get them to focus on Jesus being the Son.
所以刚才我们看到说耶稣是儿子这样的一件事情呢，是谁说的？是谁这个叫做好像说印证的
？You see that Jesus being the Son of God, who actually spoke to this event and who actually gave witness to this event?
有天使
，We have the angels.
有撒旦
，We have Satan.
有父上帝
，We have our Lord Father.
还有人
，And certainly humans as well.
但是这些什么意思呢
？But what does this all mean?
我们接下来要看说，从耶稣这一方面，他怎么样向上帝呢？把那个子这样的一个生命这样一个情形，把它活出来。
And now we're going to study how, from Jesus' perspective, how he lives his life as the Son of God.
就是他讲到是上帝的儿子之后，他讲到什么事情？
And what he said when he is his role being the Son of God.
那么，当我们要讲耶稣是上帝的儿子，上帝是父的时候，要用这些事情来说的。
When you talk about Jesus being the Son of God and our God Father being the Father, this is what we'll be talking about.
我刚才讲说教会我们误会，一般我们都误会，问题就出现在这边。
And I think if we talk about the church misunderstanding, this is typically where the problem begins.
我们想到父，我们想到子。
We think about the father and the son.
然后我们每个人呢，都有这个对父亲、对儿子的认识跟了解。
So we have our own preconceived notion about what it means to be a father, what it means to be a son or a daughter.
不同的文化，不同的民族。
A different culture, different race.
然后我们用这一些呢，我们把它套在圣经上面。
And then we just use this preconceived notion and try to fit that with the scriptures.
那问题就出在这边。
And this is where the problem begins.
只要我们从现在开始，不要再做这样的事情。
And as long as we do not actually do this from here on,
而是父上帝有没有自己讲他是什么？他是怎么一个父上帝？
The focus on whether the Father himself tells us how he, his role being a father is exactly.
而当耶稣说他是上帝儿子，他会是上帝儿子，他有没有说？
And what Jesus spoke about his role being the Son of God.
你发现到有的。
Indeed they did.
那么事情呢就会搞清楚。
And I think from with that perspective, I think you have a much clearer understanding.
那么讲到父上帝，耶和华上帝是父上帝呢，你不能够没有旧约。
And I think again talking about God being the Father that we cannot do without the Old Testament.
耶和华怎么样是一位父上帝呢？就跟旧约他是怎么样以色列上帝子民的父是分不开的。
Again, God being the Father is intertwined with Him being the Father of the Israelites.
我们不能够用一个普遍的一个上帝的了解跟定义呢，说哦，你说你是父，我说你是这样的，所以你是父，你是这样，不是这样子的。
And certainly, we cannot generalize the notion of being Him being the Father.
他怎么样是以色列子民的父
？How is was He the Father of the Israelites?
而他怎么样是父，是那两千年的历史发生的事情表达出来的。
And it's expressed in the 2,000 years of history that He had with the Israelites.
就好像你跟我一样。
And certainly it's the same case with you and me.
你跟我，我们有孩子，我们是做人家的父亲。
And certainly we all have children.
当我们的孩子跟人家说，我的爸爸是。
And when our kids tell others that my father is so and so.
他不会说我在这个学校里面学说爸爸应该是这样，爸爸是那样，爸爸，然后我的爸爸是这样，他不会这样讲的。
It's not about the theoretical definition of what a father is that he might have learned from school.
他一定是讲从小到大他能够记忆他经验到的他的父亲跟他之间。
It's a personal relationship that he had with his father since young.
当我们开始这样子认识跟开始这样读圣经的时候就读对了。
I think if we can actually start to read the Bible and understanding the Bible this way, we'll be right, reading it the right way.
一样的，上帝这个词 God.
God the Father.God,
你说 God must be almighty, God must be omnipotent, 一定什么都行，什么都知道。我不知道这是什么上帝，这个是哲学家的上帝。
And a lot of these definitions seem to be more a theologian's perspective of what a God should be.
我们的上帝说，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，那领以色列人出埃及的上帝。
Our God is the father of Abraham and led the Israelites out of Egypt.
它不是由一些的观念来表达的。
It's not just a vague concept.
它就好像你跟我这样，有在那个家庭关系里面经验到的这个所有的行动所累积的。
It's an accumulation of experiences that we have had, which is similar to what we have in our families.
所以现在我们来看耶稣。
Yes, let's take a look at Jesus.
第六章是他在设立的使徒，然后他开始讲门徒说什么叫做门徒，然后他说你们要像父慈悲一样的慈悲。
And this is when Jesus had selected his disciples and he's teaching the disciples to be merciful just as your father was merciful.
那么这句话也是耶稣自己对自己说的。
And something that Jesus is saying to himself.
作为上帝的儿子，他要像他的父一样慈悲，是吗？
Is it true that being the Son of God, He has to be as merciful as just as His Father?
我们要等着看。
And we have to wait and see.
然后他们说：“你教我们祷告。”
He's teaching the disciples to pray.
他说：“你们祷告要这样祷告。”
And when you pray, you say this.
我们在天上的父。
Father, hallowed be our Father in heaven.
我们永远是。以一个儿子的身份向父天父祷告。
And we all pretty much consistently we are praying to our Father in heaven as His children.
然后我们是带着一个心，就是说愿人尊你的名为圣。
And it come with the focus that hallowed be His name.
就是子是一个完完全全呢，将父放在最高第一位。
And the son puts his father a paramount importance.
而且呢，尊他为圣的意思就是按照他是这样的一位父而尊他为父，而不把他用其他的父、其他的神呢来这个同样对待。
And again, this hallowed be his name. It's focused on his identity, not some other preconceived notions that he or she might have.
那么作为子，要怎么活在父面前呢？
And as children of God, how do we live before the Father?
赐我们每日所需要的。
And give us a day our daily bread.
是一个完完全全知道是仰赖父而活着。
And it's a complete, I guess, knowledge that we have to rely on God 100%.
要除此之外，他说要求他的国。
And in addition, he says you have to seek his kingdom.
而上帝是知道我们的需要的。
And God is very well aware of our needs.
作为子放在心上的呢，是上帝的国。
But what is the focus the son should have is his kingdom.
而且知道说父亲很愿意把他的国交给子。
And that we have to know fully well that God is pleased to give us his kingdom.
然后他再进一步说，父亲会给什么东西给子，而且那个是最好的。
And he progressed and basically talked about what his what fathers are willing to give to the sons.
他从主导文那边教这个门徒说，作为一个子，怎么样把这个子的生命反映出来，就是在这个主导文里面。
And he teaches teaching the disciples how do you actually live your life as children of God, and it's actually captured in the Lord's Prayer.
那么作为子呢？有向父祈求的这一部分。
And certainly, when as children of God, you have this part about asking things from God.
而主耶稣非常的鼓励，或者说非常的肯定，说一定要向父祈求。
And Jesus is encouraging the disciples to ask God.
但是向父祈求不是说只是只想要的而已。
And it's but not just about what you want.
而是这个祈求里面呢。是祈求说，我完完全全是靠你的。
But it's more about basically putting everything in His hands.
然后耶稣说，父一定是会把国，而且把一个最重要、最好的赐下，就是圣灵。
And Jesus tells him that the Father is willing to give you His kingdom and perhaps the most treasured, the Holy Spirit, to the children.
所以，作为上帝的儿子，有一个最根本、最重要的一件事情，就是是一个领受圣灵的。
And being fundamental to being the Son of God is to be able to receive the Holy Spirit.
那么这一句话是耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
And this is what Jesus said at the Garden of Gethsemane.
他说：“父啊，不照我的意思，照你的意思。”
He says, "Father, not my will, but your will, yours be done."
这是一个子的表现。
And this is the behavior of a son.
然后当他被带到这个。去审问的时候，他什么话都不做，都不讲，什么问题他都不答。
When he was brought before it, for the trial, he actually did not answer any questions.
但是有一个他不应该答的，他却答了。
But he actually answered a question that he probably should not have answered.
你可以说，因为他亲自答了这一句话，使到他非被钉死不可。
And you can say that because he answered this question directly, that led to his crucifixion.
不论是比拉多也好，
whether it's Pilate's,
自己的宗教领袖也好，
his own religious leaders.
你是上帝的儿子吗？
They ask, "Are you the son of God?"
耶稣说：“你说的是。”
And he says, "You are right in saying I am."
他们就可以把他钉死了。
And they can put him to death.
这是他的口供，他自己承认。
And this is his own testimony. He admitted it himself.
但是他被钉在十字架上的时候，他向父上帝说：“父啊，赦免他们，他们不知道他们做什么。”
But when he was on the cross, it says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing."
还记得前面他说：“你们要向父慈悲一样慈悲。”
And he says, "You have to be merciful, just as the Father was merciful."
耶稣把他活出来。
And he lived this out himself.
那么耶稣会上十字架。更是因为他把父当作父。
And he was on the cross because he lived out his role as the Son of God with the Father at the focus.
他真的把一个儿子活出来。
And he lived out his identity, his role as the Son.
那么到他最后，他断气，他是说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”
And at the end, when Jesus his last breath, he says, "Into your hands I commit my spirit."
他没有埋怨。
He did not, grumble.
甚至来到这个时刻，他还是把自己交在父。
Even at the very end, he left everything in God's hands.
其实这个呢，你按照情节的事情的话，你可以 expect 说，你说 父会做什么？
And I guess if you think about this rationally, you would ask, what would the father do?
因为我们知道耶稣所说的这个父是那个旧约的上帝，你会问，我们应该很自然会问，你说这个父会做什么？
And we know that the father, that Jesus has a relationship with the father of the Old Testament. So what would this father do exactly?
其实这里还有一个，对不起，啊，是旁边那个强盗。
It is a thief who was actually alongside Jesus on the cross.
其中一个。
Just one of them.
那么耶稣跟他讲说，今天你跟我在乐园里。
And Jesus tells him, "You'll be in paradise with me today."
那么这个乐园是指什么
？What exactly is referred to as this paradise?
在整个新约。就只有另外两个地方出现。
And this word paradise only appeared twice in the New Testament.
那启示录最清楚告诉我们，二章七节就是当年的那样一个伊甸园的情形。
And Revelation chapter 2 verse 7 tells us that that is referred to basically the Garden of Eden at the beginning.
那个就是本来那一个很美好、很正常的一个活的一个情况。
And that's the perfect way that we should have been living in the Garden of Eden at the beginning.
那么这个乐园呢，按照路加福音自己耶稣主耶稣讲的一个比喻，哦，我们可以知道说，这个园子的主人就是这个父亲。
Do we know from this notion of the paradise, as described in the book of Luke, the owner of this paradise is God Himself.
那么那个被后来被派来给他们弄死的呢，就是那个父亲派来的儿子。
And the person who was put to death was the son who was sent to the vineyard tenants by the father.
所以虽然他讲到是这个乐园是这个园子
，So this paradise is the vineyard.
但是其实也是讲到这个天父跟这个儿子的这个事。
It's about the events that pertains to the father and the son as well.
所以当耶稣跟这个强盗讲说：“你今天跟我在乐园里。”
So when Jesus tells this thief that you'll be with me in paradise today,
好像就是说，我带你回家。
And it's just as akin to saying, "I'll bring you home today."
我看乱了。可以，我需要回。那么这一切跟我们什么相关
？So what have all this got to do with us？
当我们问说我是谁
？So when you ask who am I？
我要怎么活
？And how should I live？
你如果不问这两个很根本的问题的话呢，那个就真的什么都不知道。
And this, if you do not ask these two fundamental questions, actually there's not much else to it.
到我们每个人呢，时时都在问这个问题。
That we have to consistently ask these questions ourselves.
圣经很清楚告诉我们说，亚当是上帝的儿子。
So the Bible clearly tells us Adam is the son of God.
我们本来是上帝的儿子。
And we are originally the sons of God.
但是今天我们是怎么一个情形
？But what exactly is our situation today?
在路加福音里面有一个大家都知道的比喻，叫做浪子回家。
And in the book of Luke, we are very familiar with this parable of the prodigal son.
那么浪子回家变成浪子回家，主题放在浪子，是不能够把那整个比喻的重点全部包括在内。其实应该包括家中的父亲，还有家里的哥哥。
So in that parable, we should just not focus only on the prodigal son, but also on the father himself as well as the brother who stayed home with the father.
那么发生什么事情呢
？And what happened here?
这个儿子呢，就跟爸爸要了他所要所应该有的，然后把他用完了，花完了。啊，有一天呢，他说，我应该回家去。
So this prodigal son basically spent his inheritance, and one day realized I should return to my father.
其实他不是想回家。
It's not something that he had wanted to do.
他已经太辛苦了。
He had a really rough life after spending his inheritance.
他穷到呢，跟要去猪跟猪抢吃猪的东西。
And he was poor to the extent that he actually had to fight for food with pigs.
而他回家呢， 他只想说，我回家去做我爸爸的工人。
And he had wanted to return to his father's house to be his servant.
他不敢想他回家做回儿子。
He did not think of returning to his father's house as the son.
但是没有想到呢，他的爸爸天天在等着他回家。
But he little he knew that his father has been waiting for his return every day.
当他一回家的时候
，And when he returned home,
爸爸把他重新当儿子。
And the father just regarded him as his son.
而且是用了这样的一个行动给他。知道他被尊为儿子，而且大家还爸爸还替他开 party。
And it's described in terms of what the father did to honor him as his son.
然后家里面的哥哥呢就很酸溜溜。
And certainly the son or the brother who is remained with the father certainly wasn't happy to see this.
就跟爸爸发怨言。
And certainly he complained to his father.
这样一个弟弟，为什么你这样对待他？
Why should you treat this brother who has mistreated you so badly?
我天天在家里面做，都做你应该要我做的事情。
I do pretty much your bidding every day with you.
这个爸爸说，你本来就是这个家的长子。
And this father says, you are the firstborn of this
family. 我有的本来也就是你的。
What I have is yours.
你记得这些话。
And this you have to remember.
这什么事情？ OK. 这是讲到那个强盗。你把这些全部整合起来。
So if we try to kind of think about this holistically.
你说我们是不是像那个浪子？
You think, are we similar to the prodigal son?
还是我们像那个长子？
Are we similar to the son who has remained with the father?
我们今天真的都没有像耶稣这样做一个知道自己是儿子，然后做的这么心甘情愿，而且做的这么到最后，我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。
And I think today we're not, none of us actually living a life similar to Jesus, wholly committing everything to the Father, and even towards the end, committing His Spirit.
那么我们也可以把这个浪子跟这个长子跟耶稣对比。
And we can make a comparison with this prodigal son, the firstborn, to Jesus.
耶稣也是那一个离开父的家，然后来到地上。
Jesus left His Father's house to live amongst us.
但是他不是呢。那个跟父亲破裂关系，然后离开的。
But he's not the son who actually had a broken relationship with the father and left.
他是为着来找回我们这些弟弟妹妹的。
He came back to look for his siblings.
然后他作为长子
，and him being his firstborn，
他知道他的父亲是谁，他父亲所有的一切都是他的。
He is fully aware who his father is and what his father has is his.
我发现到这边漏了一张这个经文。
Right, there's a passage that's actually left out of this deck.
在路加福音，也只有在路加福音第十章有一段很特别的经文。
In Luke chapter 10, there is a passage that is very unique.
耶稣差派七十个门徒出去的时候。
And when Jesus sent out his disciples.
然后他们回来报告他们的经验。
And they came back and reported their experiences to Jesus.
圣经说。耶稣被圣灵感动，然后大大感谢天父。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus was moved by the Spirit and he gave thanks to the Father.
然后他说，除了子，没有人知道父；除了父，没有人知道子。
Except through the Father, no one knows the Son, and vice versa.
然后呢，父将一切都交给子。
And the Father has committed or given everything to the Son.
你看到这个长子呢？自己在家里，明明是长子，又不知道自己是长子。
So you can see in this parable that the firstborn, despite being in the family with the father, is unaware of his role.
我们常常也是这样。
I think it's similar for all of us.
我们常常有这种 identity crisis, insecure, 这种心理不平衡或者是没有安全感，总觉得妈妈比较爱他。或者是老板比较看重他。
Oftentimes in our daily lives, we feel that perhaps our mother loves our siblings more, or our boss actually treats our colleagues better.
这个长子 不知道自己已经是长子，然后一定是长子，而且在家里。
And this firstborn is unaware of his identity as the firstborn, and he's already home with the father.
他还觉得爸爸对弟弟好像比对他更好。
And he felt that the father actually treats his brother a lot better than he does him.
你不觉得今天我们很多人常常都受这件事情在伤害我们跟伤害别人？
I think you all, oftentimes these days, all of us go through this that actually hurt us as well as those around us.
不论你在家里啊,
and perhaps at home,
你在公司也
好, or in the office,
甚至在教会,
and perhaps even in church.
他们好像比较崇拜某个牧师啊, 好像比较看不起我。
Perhaps they treat this pastor so-and-so better and not respect me as much.
我不论在神学院教书或者是在讲特别是告诉这些所谓以后要在教会服事，我说最重要最重要，你心里要健康。
I think Pastor Chang oftentimes cannot stress enough the importance of at the end of the day is you have to have a healthy mindset.
一个心里不健康的一个人，没有安全感的人，一直常觉得呢自己不是那一个，那么好像还要然后别人不把他当作是。很痛苦的。
It's painful to be someone who has a really strong sense of insecurity.
那么在人的这个情况的里面，种种许许多多的那种问题，或者工作上的不愉快，甚至种种很多的小动作，也都是从这些发生出来的。
And oftentimes, a lot of things that we ended up doing, perhaps just behavior that's somewhat destructive in office or in families, comes from this sense of insecurity.
你现在看到耶稣跟对你的重要吗？
Do you see the importance that Jesus has in your life?
你现在看到耶稣跟我们的关系了没有？
Do you see this relationship that Jesus has with us?
你看到说耶稣怎么样在这样的一件事情上完完全全是跟我们分不开的吗？
Can you see that Jesus indeed is inseparable from each and every one of us?
他不是只是一个来救我们去天堂的。
It's not just about him coming here to save us and take us to heaven.
他是跟我们一样，他也是亚当的这个后代连在一起，然后跟我们一起是上帝的儿子。
That Jesus himself is a descendant of Adam, and he himself is as well a son of God.
他跟我们是连在一起的。
He's intertwined with us.
He share our humanity. He identified with us. 这个就是因为他洗礼。洗礼就是这个意思，不是在众人面前做见证。所以你重新看到说。我可以怎么样是一个儿子？
So you can see, how can I be a son or daughter?
他到最后都说，父啊，赦免他们。
And at the end, he says, Father, please forgive them.
他们做的他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
他敢跟这个强盗讲说，你今天就跟我在乐园里。
And he was able to say to this thief, today you'll be with me in paradise.
我们每个人能够回家，我每个人是儿子，不是因为我们自己赚来的。
It's not something that we earn being sons and daughters.
我们诞生在一个家，我们是一个家中的一个儿子，是一个恩典，是一个被带来的。
It's something that's given as a blessing to be a son and daughter of any of the families.
没有一样是我们的能力赚取来的。
It's not something that we have actually earned out of own capability or ability.
只有当我们认识到耶稣是上帝的儿子的时候。
But it's only when we know that Jesus is the Son of God.
我们对这样一个很重要、很根本的一个生命的定位，才有一个最正确的、跟最真实的了解，跟知道会可以怎么活。
And only then do we understand the fundamental meaning of life and how to actually live our lives.
这是何等的幸福
！And it's what kind of blessing this could be.
耶稣从婴孩做起。
And Jesus, starting from being an infant,
就是给我们示范可以怎么样，一个儿子是一个怎么样真真实实的在地上可以怎么样子出现。
And how he manifests how this the role of a son and daughter should be on earth.
这个信仰不是在讲一些很好听的道理。
This faith is not just about speaking about really good moral or good concepts.
是上帝在跟我们讲那个最真实的那个实在的事情。
But it's more about God telling us something that is actually more fundamental than that.
如果他是天父的话，
If he is the father,
如果我们是子的话，
If we are the children,
什么意思？
So what does this mean?
就是耶稣这么一生呢，所表达、所证明。
Maybe something that's manifested in Jesus' life on earth.
而在这里面，我们看到一个美好的一个关系。
And we can see in this a perfect, a good relationship.
然后我们看到一个天父。永远还是要做我们的天父。
And see the Father in heaven who is perpetually willing or wanting to be our Father in heaven.
等着我们回家。
Waiting for us to return home.
回家？为什么你不回家？
Why do you not want to return home?
我们每一个人都应该是在家里面。
Each and every one should be home.
应该是在父的家里。
We should be in our Father's house.
他来导回我们。
He's coming to guide us.
他来带回我们。
He's coming to bring us home.
他从婴儿做起。
From him being an infant.
来跟我们一起走。
He's walking each and every step with us.
所以这个圣诞节。
So this Christmas season.
让他再一次在我们的心中来诞生。
And be born again in our hearts.
也让他在接下来的日子。跟我们一起成长。
And in the days ahead, allow him to grow in stature with us.
我们不需要再流荡。
And let's not actually be nomads.
我们也不会像在家又好像不在家，是长子又自己不知道是长子的。
That we actually just living our lives aimlessly, not knowing our roles or not knowing that we are already home.
本应该是平安喜乐在家中的。
That we should be living at home peacefully and joyfully.
愿主祝福大家。
May God continue to bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
阿爸天父，感谢你，只有你等着我们回家，只有你怎么样都要在这个家来做一家之主。这家有时候可以让家中的成员弄得乱七八糟，支离破碎，但你没有放弃，你让我主耶稣基督真正把做子的生命活出来，还能够带人回家，也让我们一样分享你这个父，也见证这位长子我主耶稣基督，使到更多的人一样，让我跟我们在这家中有平安有喜乐。你听我们的祷告，你圣灵交通感动，随着我们的见证感动每一个听到这个家，听到这个子的事情，感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。让我们以感恩的心来奉献。